you have for us? Where do we start?
I think my song would be a Bob Dylan song called One More Cup of Coffee for the Road.
Oh, yes.
One more coffee, cup of coffee before I go to the valley below.
Oh, coffee. I like it. You got me on coffee.
Yeah.
You definitely got me on coffee now.
Okay, so, yeah. So the first story is something that obviously was happening a couple of hours ago in New Zealand time.
Yes.
So that's 1:30 p.m. in New Zealand time. Was probably 3 hours ago.
Yeah.
They actually broadcast the Muslim call to prayer on national television, which is probably a first.
Yeah.
And Lucinda Ardern, the Prime Minister, who I am completely crazy about,
yeah,
she went to the call to prayer and she spoke there and she said, New Zealand mourns with you, we are one, which hashtag we are one is now trending in New Zealand. And it just was very moving to look at some of the videos and the photographs. Mm. There's a picture of a policewoman with a hijab on, a non-Muslim policewoman, standing there, journalists, lots of people with scarves. There was a call on social media for non-Muslim women to wear a headscarf on Friday in solidarity, which got a lot of support. Also, some people not happy about it.
They've also banned their weapons.
Right. Within 6 days, she moved to ban semi-auto weapons. Automatic weapons, yep, and assault rifles, which is like unheard of. I mean,
it's going to cost them 2 billion rand.
Amazing.
Round about 2 billion rand.
And there's a video of people chanting, no hate, no fear, Muslims are welcome here. And it actually gave me goosebumps. It's quite incredible how that country has pulled together.
I've got a lot of respect. Once again, I think it boils down to leadership. Jacinda Ardern is, she takes her baby to the United Nations. She takes a kid with her to the United Nations when she goes to an assembly. I mean, how great is that? She's also, I think, a single mom, divorced single mom. I can't remember, but she's not. Is she married? Mm. Oh, okay.
Her husband's very supportive and he helps her. And it's okay. Just so different from anything we've ever seen.
And a wonderful, wonderful human being nonetheless.
But she's amazing.
Really, really wonderful stuff. Hey, we can only hope and pray for a leader like
that. It's an absolute symbol of what leadership should be and how lacking it is in almost every other country.
No, indeed. What else do you have for us? Julius Malema, hey, he's apologized to the ANC. Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, so Wednesday night, Vikile Mbalula posted a Twitter video of the Red Berets ripping off ANC posters placed below EF posters on a public wall. Quite a hectic little video, which obviously has been trending. And he tweeted that out. And now Malema has apologized to the ANC for the EFF members tearing down ANC election posters. And Malema has said he vows to take action against this, calling it the highest form of stupidity by his members. And he's also promised that their posters would be restored. And the EFF Twitter account also condemned the action.
If this roller eyes collective eye rolling. Hey, by the way, she's not married. She was also the first, this is Aiden, the world's youngest female leader, the second woman in history to give birth while elected head of state, and also the first woman to take maternity leave while being a head of state. That is so cool. I mean, what? Oh, I love it. Yeah. I get goosebumps when I think about the New Zealand Prime Minister. And we forget about Julius very quickly. And we'll move on to another forgettable performance by Cyril Ramaphosa this time.
Yeah, so yesterday we know was Human Rights Day, which long ago used to be called Sharpeville Day and was commemorating the Sharpeville massacre. So he spoke in Sharpeville yesterday. And he said measures are being put in place to ensure that the country comes out of the dark. But of course, he then said, we will overcome this electricity crisis that is engulfing our country at the moment. We will overcome it just as we overcame the apartheid challenge. And so people are saying, you know, really, don't think you can equate our current load shedding with apartheid. Mm. You know, the one was a legalized system of suppression. The other happened through sheer incompetence and outright looting.
That's exactly it. And that incompetence brought to you by... the
ANC
themselves? And self-imposed apartheid?
It's crazy.
I don't know. I mean, what is he thinking? My challenge with Cyril Ramaphosa, and I like him as a business person, but my challenge is he seems to change tune and tone and all the rest of it depending who he's speaking to. He talks about us liberating ourselves from darkness. Hey, just the way we did apartheid. You guys put the incompetent fools in place in the first place. You also took away a lot of the competent people at Eskom. So don't come and tell us about apartheid and about liberating us from electricity woes when you gave us the rubbish in the first place.